coming up right after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hurricane Matthew is raking Florida's east coast with high winds, heavy rains, and a dangerous storm surge. But there is some good news this hour.
It appears that West Palm Beach has dodged a major bullet. We spoke to local authorities this morning. They are still waiting for the sun to come up to make a full assessment of the damage. But so far right now, no major reports of injuries, no significant damage. There are some downed trees, things like this right here behind us, some downed power lines. Thousands are still without power. But it could have been much, much worse. If you remember yesterday, Thursday morning, we were talking about West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Island being in the eye of the storm, in the crosshairs of Hurricane Matthew. That seems to have changed by Thursday night with the storm moving further north. Hurricane Matthew, which cost the lives of hundreds of people in the Caribbean, seems to have spared West Palm Beach for now.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. Meanwhile, some first responders from our area are on their way south.
Crews from Fairfax County are heading to Florida, while a team from Montgomery County is heading to Georgia to help during Hurricane Matthew. Pete Perringer is with Montgomery County Fire and says they're planning to stay a while.
Typically, a deployment will be 10 to 14 days. So the teams, you know, they literally take tractor trailers worth of equipment with them, and they will have everything self-sufficient, including lodging, food.
Both of the first response teams were activated by FEMA. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New this morning, this year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. It comes just days after Colombian voters narrowly rejected a peace deal that Santos had helped engineer. The Norwegian Nobel Committee says that rejection does not mean the peace process is dead. Donations have been dwindling to Arlington County's 9/11 Scholarship Fund, which gives the kids of five local first responders $1,000 for freshman year of college.
When the Arlington County Civic Federation started collecting money for the children of first responders right after 9/11, $110,000 was donated in the first few months. Now the fund's just shy of $60,000. Scholarship Fund Committee Chair Jim Pebley says 15 years after 9/11,
people, their attention is diverted elsewhere.
If they can't raise the $60,000 needed to sustain the fund,
we will have to turn back.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan says the newly renamed Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University celebrates a, quote, remarkable judge and teacher.
He'll go down in history as one of the most important Supreme Court justices ever, and also one of the greatest. His articulation of textualist and originalist principles, communicated in that distinctive, extraordinary prose, did nothing less than transform our legal culture.
Kagan was one of six justices attending a ceremony at George Mason yesterday marking the renaming of the law school for Antonin Scalia. A federal lawsuit is challenging Maryland's handgun licensing law. The suit was filed by the group Maryland Shall Issue, along with a gun store and four residents. They argue Maryland's law limits residents' constitutional rights. But Vincent DeMarco, chairman of Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence, says the law is a life-saving measure, which is clearly constitutional. Experts say employment data due out later this morning could keep the Federal Reserve on pace to raise interest rates by December. Economists predict that today's Labor Department report will show that the economy added 175,000 jobs last month and that unemployment remained at 4.9%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,269, the Nasdaq at 5307. Sports, Game 1 wins for the Indians and Blue Jays in the American League. Tonight, it's Nats hosting the Dodgers in Game 1 of their National League series. The Cubs host the Giants. NFL, the Cardinals beat the 49ers. NBA preseason, a win for the Wizards. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall is here, and just around the corner, colder temperatures, snow, and ice are waiting. Stay informed with the most accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Rice.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
On WMAL.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At The Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, I-95 northbound. Just a little bit of volume in Aquia. No incidents, problems reported this morning. Then Dale City to Woodbridge. Heavy in Newington up on toward 395. Just seeing that volume on the increase there. In the Springfield area, crash on the Fairfax County Parkway southbound. South of Huntsman Boulevard, so you're seeing a little bit of unusual volume starting to build there on the southbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway. If you're heading northbound north of Pohick Road right in that stretch, your travel lanes are open, so you are not affected by the incident. Haymarket, they're still directing you around the crash on 15 at Log Mill Road that had been closed. They reopened the northbound side, so now they're alternating traffic, so patience there as you follow police direction. Around the Beltway, good. Virginia, Maryland, 270, just volume on the increase. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clouds continue to roll in today. Seasonable temperatures, high 72. Cloudy tonight, showers overnight, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Centerville, 55 in Damascus, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. The Colombian president wins the Nobel Peace Prize, but the committee snubs the man he negotiated a peace deal with. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hillary Clinton has connected hurricanes to climate change. What is truth and what is not? At 6:35, we'll talk to a guy who'll try to straighten that out for us. His name is Mark Morano. At 7:05, Trevor Manich on the Redskins versus the Ravens. At 8:05, he's fighting the idea of term limits in Montgomery County. We'll talk to council member George Leventhal. We'll check in with a radio reporter from South Carolina, see how they're getting ready for the hurricane. And Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Are your kids talking to you about this election? Here we are approaching about 31 days from Election Day, and it's impossible to avoid the conversation with most of your kids. I wonder if they're younger kids, what are they asking you? What's your conversation like with your younger kids about this election and about these candidates? And if they're teenagers or maybe college-age kids, how's that conversation going? Because the statistics show that kids that age are leaning to the left and leaning a little bit more, well, if not supporting Hillary Clinton, reluctantly voting for Hillary Clinton. And I wonder how that conversation is going. What's the relationship with your children right now with regards to the presidential election? We'd love to hear from you. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I ask you the question because there's a lot of focus right now on one 15-year-old girl in particular. She asked a question at a Hillary Clinton town hall in Pennsylvania. And boy, you know, this was a made-for-television moment. It couldn't have gone better if the Clinton campaign had scripted it themselves. This coming after a week of the campaign creating this entire non-troversy controversy over the former Miss Universe and the idea that Donald Trump was body-shaming her and calling her names and all those things. And don't get me wrong, the Trump campaign did not handle it very well, and they bought into it and actually exacerbated the situation, but it certainly helped Hillary Clinton. So imagine the media's delight when at this town hall, Hillary Clinton shows for the very first question this 15-year-old girl. She was wearing a red bow in her hair, by the way. Now, I don't know about you, but I have two teenage girls. Mm-hmm. One is 15 now. The other one was 15 2 years ago. And that's not a typical thing for a 15-year-old girl to wear.
I have a 15-year-old, and I have never seen a ribbon in her
hair. Will she wear a red bow in her hair?
No.
She's sitting there. This whole event, by the way, at a school gymnasium was full of just teenage girls and moms, and mostly. And I looked at the picture of her in the crowd. She's the only one wearing a red bow in her hair, almost like she's the person that is referred to when a campaign staffer talks to Hillary Clinton before she goes on stage and says, "Pick the girl with the red bow." For the first question, make sure you call on the girl with the red bow. It's kind of like that. I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying it's just
you know, you're just speculating.
Yeah, mere speculation. Here's her question.
Hi, Madam Secretary. I'm Brennan, and I'm 15 years old. At my school, body image is a really big issue for girls my age. I see with my own eyes the damage Donald Trump does when he talks about women. As the first female president, how would you undo some of that damage and help girls understand that they are so much more than just what they look like?
Wow, what a, right? I mean, is that, was I right? They couldn't have done it better if they scripted it themselves. And how did Hillary Clinton react to that question? Well, just listen.
Oh, thank you. Wow. I am so proud of you for asking that question.
And grateful, by the way. The check is in the mail. All right. So at the bottom of the news, this got picked up by all the cable news networks, by the way. The video went
a lot
viral.
Of people ran
broadcast, love it. And the New York Times ran an article about it, about this very specific moment and this question. And in the third to the last paragraph in that article in the New York Times, they mention that this girl, this 15-year-old girl, had some help writing her question from her dad, who is a state senator.
Okay. That's sort of burying a lead.
Well, and that's all that they said.
Yeah.
Now, you would think if you were an enterprising New York Times reporter and you found out that her dad helped her with the question and that he's a Pennsylvania state senator,
right?
You'd want some more information. Really?
Really? Well, let's find out about that guy.
Yeah, that guy is not just a New York state, or excuse me, I keep saying New York, Pennsylvania state senator. He is a Democrat. He is the chairman of the state Democratic Senatorial Reelection Committee. He endorsed Hillary Clinton back during the primaries and has been one of the biggest proponents of Hillary Clinton in that state. Yeah. He helped her craft the question. Also, by the way, this girl has an IMDb page. She's appeared in a film
past. A little actress. So they picked somebody who was the child of a Democratic Party leader who is working on the Hillary Clinton campaign, who happens to be able to deliver a line and hit her marks.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
And
that wasn't set up at all, was it?
And when her dad was running for Congress, she was heavily featured in the ads as a spokesperson, talking about her dad. So she's used to being in front of the camera as well.
Oh, thank you.
Now, this is an extreme example of a child being used as a prop.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's an extreme example of this stuff being all set up.
Oh, certainly not for the Clinton campaign has a history.
Yeah, they do that a lot. And a lot of this stuff that you think is spontaneous, it is no way spontaneous.
Well, are you having conversations with your kids about this election? Brian, we got people who want to jump in. I took a long time telling this story. But
very quickly, I'll just say that there is a 15-year-old with whom I am familiar. And we have conversations about this from time to time. And her take on it is very simplistic at this point. He's crazy and she's a liar.
Yeah.
And I go, well, okay. But honestly, I said, okay, if you could vote, who would you vote for? And I regret to say, she said she would vote for Hillary.
Yeah. All right. And that's as far as the conversations go.
Well, I have to pick my battles, and I'm waiting for a more appropriate time to revisit this matter. Let's put it that way.
All right. John in Fredericksburg, you're first up on WMAL. Go, John.
Good morning. I have younger children, 1, 5, and 1, 8, and we've told them that the president's a very bad president and that Hillary is a horrible person and a liar. And the older one in school, they were talking, I guess, about the government. and he mentioned that he thought the president was a very bad president, and I think he got graded down a little bit on his grade.
Wow, thanks a lot, Dad. Well, John, it's interesting because I've had my pretty strong political beliefs, but I've always tried to tell my kids that the president deserves our respect, no matter who he or in this case she may be. But at the same time, one of the great things about our Democratic Republic and the rights that we citizens have in this country is to openly and vigorously criticize them when we think they're wrong. So, I mean, do you find that balance? Because I do want my kids to respect the presidency.
I want them to respect the office, and I wish the person who's in that office would respect the office. Yeah. That's what I say.
Okay, John. Well said. All right, more of your calls on this. What are you hearing from your kids? Do they want to be activists? Are they going out there? Are they ready to ask a question at a town hall? You know, one that they wrote themselves. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I think I'll put a red bow in my hair for the Nats.
There you go.
Do it.
Clearly she's a Nats fan.
Oh, man. I am. Let's go around the Beltway. And we're in good shape. Annandale Tyson's little bit of volume on the top side, but we are starting off relatively calm, and we need that. It's been a tough week. 95 north. Once you get through Woodbridge, a little bit slow here through Newington to join up onto 395. Southbound, seeing a little bit of volume in Newington as well. Crews were checking for an incident right in that stretch on the Fairfax County Parkway in Springfield, just as you pass Huntsman's Boulevard. That's where we are dealing with a crash. No problems in town. The freeway looks good. We're good over the Key Bridge, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be increasing clouds today, 72, a 50% chance of rain after midnight tonight. And then tomorrow, 100% chance of rain and a high of around 70 degrees. On Sunday, looks like a mix of sun and clouds. Nice day in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. It's now 6:17 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
At my school, body image is a really big issue for girls my age. I see with my own eyes the damage Donald Trump does when he talks about women. As the first female president, how would you undo some of that damage and help girls understand that they are so much more than just what they look like?
It's a beautiful moment. Thank you so much for maintaining the narrative of my campaign this week, young lady. What great fortune that I happen to call on you, girl with red bow, daughter of one of my allies in the state.
I am so proud of you.
So proud of you. The check is in the mail. Well, that's a child who voluntarily decided to get involved in the campaign after her dad foisted her into the spotlight. And we wonder what your conversations with your children happen to be about. Sam in the district, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Good morning.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, I heard you talking about this last night on the drive at 5, and oddly enough, while I was watching TV last night, sure enough, there was a Hillary ad out that with a lot of young females, and it talked about body image, and it was almost like timed perfectly.
Wow.
I don't know in this town hall with the young girl was, but the ad is already out there with the same stuff. It's got clips of Donald Trump throughout the year.
Yeah, Sam, I've heard about this, where it shows adolescent girls looking at themselves in the mirrors, and you hear Donald Trump's voice in the background. It's definitely, this is like, it's scripted. Sam, it's all made for TV.
In fact, there's another story we're going to talk about, I think, later in the program, where they were negotiating with the Obama administration to make sure that certain questions didn't get asked of politicians who were going to be out on the Sunday talk shows. The question is about email service. So everything in their world is scripted and controlled. controlled and pre-planned. There is nothing about this campaign that has ever been spontaneous, except for the moment when she passed out.
I had the notes when we talked about this. I do it off the top of my head. This week, we learned that the Steve Harvey Show pre-screened all of the questions.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, the Steve Harvey Show, those are going to be some tough questions. You got to pre-screen those. Earlier in the year, it was discovered through an AP investigation that they had pre-screened questions with the University of Iowa during an appearance with Hillary Clinton. In the 2009 presidential campaign, they had to admit that they planted questions at a college town hall when she was running for the primaries. And Andrea Mitchell at MSNBC back in the Senate campaign in 1999 in the state of New York, the very first question asked of her at her first public appearance was a planted question from the Clinton campaign. This is their textbook. What are you having conversations with your kids? Are your children wanting to ask questions at town halls? How about Mike in West Virginia? You're on WMAL. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Shepherdstown is a liberal arts college town. So my kids, anyway, are faced every day with, my boy is nine, so he's a big-time Donald Trump supporter. He's a very bright, intelligent person. And he comes home and tells me that he argues with kids in school about it, you know. What do you guys find?
So do you find yourself to sort of be you're the balance for them because they're hearing the other side all the time in school?
Right. Oh, they get it. They get it shoved down their throat. Yeah. Well, not so much my daughter. My daughter's only six, so she doesn't get this back. She doesn't understand.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old, very smart, very bright. He's into politics, you know.
Well, I've got one teenager in the L.A. school district at an art school, so you can imagine what that's like. And then my other kid is at a private all-girls Catholic school. So they're both getting sort of both ends of the spectrum in their education.
Well, I just saw a Washington Post poll that said in the state of Maryland, Hillary Clinton leads by 36 points. That tells you a little bit about where people in Maryland are, and if you have a child in a Montgomery County school system, you're going to be getting a lot of this.
Time to move to Virginia. Eric in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAL. Hey, Eric, how's that conversation going with your kids about this campaign?
You know, the first couple of years of high school, it was very difficult. She leaned hard left, and my wife and I had to get subjected to whatever he was being fed at school, either by peers or teachers. Now, my son turned 18 a few months ago and obviously can vote now. It didn't take much on my part. I told him to look at the old videos of Hillary Clinton's statement that she made because he's gay, and I felt he needed to understand this. And while he doesn't exactly feel that Trump's the best offer on the table, he realizes that for the gay community, if they want to preserve what they've got, voting for her is not going to bring that about, especially when she clearly said marriage issues
yep.
and such. And that really opened his eyes. So while I don't think he's actually jumped with both feet into the Republican camp, I think he's definitely come right into the center because he realized it directly affects him.
Eric, it's a fantastic story, and it's bizarre because it almost mirrors my story completely. My almost 17-year-old, as I mentioned, goes to an arts high school, so she's surrounded by a lot of gay friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And on that one issue, she has seen that video. It's a devastating video showing Hillary Clinton on same-sex marriage and gay issues over the years. And I mean, it is stunning how she has reversed herself so many times in it.
No, she's evolved.
Yeah, exactly. And then it finishes with her on NPR saying, I've never changed my position on this. You're mischaracterizing it. And Eric, I'll tell you, my daughter, although she is certainly, you know, not a conservative person, she has learned one lesson, and that is Hillary Clinton cannot be trusted.
It is 6:23.
In the Now, the new album from the legendary Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer Barry Gibb. In the Now. Available now.
You know, summer is finally over, but that means that dirt, bacteria, and who knows what else was left behind ground deep into your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for them to have a deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I have a tip for you when choosing the company to clean your rugs. Ask a lot of questions. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where the rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, questions, then you need Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance, making your home and office a healthier place. Call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
Fast changing weather makes it hard to keep your home comfortable. Fortunately, Home Air Services is offering up to a $1,600 rebate with a purchase of a new qualifying Linux system. Make every fall day perfectly comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
It is 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a crash, Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound. So be very careful. No help on the scene yet. Northbound 95 in Newington. Have one lane to the right getting by and two to the left. It's a two-car crash. And, of course, we have fire and rescue units responding. So do watch for them as well. Again, that's Virginia 95 north in Newington. Around the Beltway we go. And Dale Tyson's love the trip here early on without any problems. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, starting to see some of those delays as you pass New Hampshire Avenue and pushing around towards Silver Spring. DC 295 off of 50 in the BW Parkway. So far, good ride. You hit the volume near Eastern Avenue, and that takes you off and on past East Capitol Street. Southeast Southwest Freeway, lanes open. We're good across the 11th Street Bridge. Out to Haymarket, still watch for police direction on 15 at Log Mill Road. The crash had blocked everything, but now that the northbound side is open, they're alternating traffic. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday, partly cloudy mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees at 627.
We are highlighting this moment when a 15-year-old girl asked a question to Hillary Clinton in a town hall. Turns out she was definitely coached, at the very least, by her highly politically active Democratic Party father in the state of Pennsylvania. But we're asking, what's the relationship with your kids right now during this election? Talie has reversed our question. Rather than asking a parent, we're asking the child in this case, since Talie, you are 16. So what's it going with your parents on this election?
I think my parents and us, it's just a general conversation. We just bring it up, like, all the time. during dinner, during the family topics, we've watched the debate together.
And go ahead.
It gives a Christian viewpoint of it, and gives me, and I'm here with my three other siblings also, just the understanding of what's actually happening.
And I'm curious, do you start the conversation? Do you ask questions? Or do they say, okay, Tully, just so you know what's going on here, let me tell you what's really happening.
I think I've been asking questions, yeah. Right. I mean, we all ask questions and collaborate on what our thoughts are about this candidate.
Cool. Good. Stay curious, Tully, and yeah, keep asking questions. That's the way to do it.
Thanks for listening.
It's 6:29.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money.
No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Are hurricanes connected to global warming? Well, Hillary Clinton thinks they are. What are the facts? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's 6:30 in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The western edge of Hurricane Matthew's eyewall is now brushing Florida's coast at Cape Canaveral. The National Hurricane Center says at 6 o'clock during the last hour, a wind gust of 100 miles an hour occurred at Cape Canaveral. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is in Palm Bay, Florida at this hour.
Definitely the most intense winds that we've had throughout the entire night. Last I checked, the gusts were 64 miles per hour, but I'm willing to bet they're 75, 80, or right around there, because definitely stronger than where they were earlier. Of course, we're protected by a wall here at the hotel, and we're still getting battered around and beaten up pretty good.
The storm is now centered about 26 miles east of Cape Canaveral. More than 300,000 in Florida are without power. A number of first responders from our area are headed south to help. Pete Perringer is a spokesman for Montgomery County Fire and Rescue.
FEMA has activated the several of the urban search and rescue teams. Now, there are 28 urban search and rescue teams throughout the country, but we're blessed to have several in this area, including two in Virginia, one in Maryland.
Some from around here will be going to Florida, others to Georgia. Maryland gun rights activists have filed a federal lawsuit challenging a key gun law provision in Maryland. They contend the law reduces residents' constitutional rights to mere privileges. The end of a long civil war translates to this year's Nobel Peace Prize for Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. The Norwegian Nobel Committee rewarding Santos for what it calls his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end. U.S. employers are thought to have added a solid number of jobs in September, keeping the unemployment rate at a low level. The Labor Department releases the figures at 8:30. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,269, the NASDAQ at 5307. Sports, Cleveland and Toronto are Game 1 winners in the American League playoffs. The Nationals host the Dodgers tonight in Game 1 of the National League Series, while the Cubs take on the Giants. Thursday night football, the Cardinals get a win over San Francisco. NBA preseason, the Wizards beat Philadelphia. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend the day with John Dessauer, the nation's leading multi-unit housing expert, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-979-4640 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This class is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-979-4640 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-979-4640. That's 800-979-4640. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go, starting to get busy. Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound. Before you get to the Beltway in Newington with the crash, now that the fire and rescue units are there, only the left lane getting by. So everyone coming north of the Occoquan, we're pushing quite slow through Lorton. Everyone filtered down to only one lane for now. Once you get up to the Beltway, if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, wide open, heading up to Tyson's, no problems on that stretch of the Beltway, too. I'm not seeing much of any backups. Now, DC 295, accident southbound on 295 after Burroughs before you get to Benning Road. Watch for delays just starting to form coming off of 50. So far, the BW Parkway was okay. Now, top side of the Beltway, 95 to Georgia Avenue, leaving the Beltway north. Baltimore-Washington Parkway slowing in through Greenbelt, heading northbound toward Powder Mill Road. Incident reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday. Partly cloudy, mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Stafford, 55 in Olney, 62 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 638. WMAL, Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 7:05, Trevor Maddich gives us a preview of the big Redskins showdown with those Ravens from Baltimore. At 8:05, Montgomery County Councilmember George Leventhal to explain why he shouldn't have limits on the number of terms he serves. 8:15, we're going to check in down in South Carolina with one of our sister stations down there, see how they're preparing for Hurricane Matthew. And at 8:35, Brett Bear Fox News Channel with a preview of this Sunday's debate. Whole lot going on. Keep it right here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. Are hurricanes tied to global warming? Climate change. Is that what is going on here? Is that why we're seeing a hurricane now, according to some of biblical proportions? Well, Hillary Clinton thinks that they are, and here's what she said about hurricanes and climate change back in 2015.
Another threat to our country is climate change. 2015 was the hottest year on record, and science is clear.
Infrastructure, roads,
it's real. It's wreaking havoc
the death toll from
on communities across America. Last week's hurricane morning was another reminder of the devastation that extreme weather can cause, and I send my thoughts and prayers to everyone.
Well, now, sorry for the crosstalk there, but you get
to see. Wish that other guy would shut up.
Yeah, he was, he was interrupting her. You don't interrupt Hillary. Anyway, she says it is. She seems to suggest it is connected, and by the way, she went on to say, and Donald Trump will not do anything to fix this problem. So she has connected it. And then on NBC the other day, they're talking about this new climate change agreement that the Obama administration has just signed. And listen to how they characterized it on NBC.
A huge agreement, a huge milestone, again, on an important day when a hurricane is bearing down on the United States.
Yeah, they connect it. Well, is there any connection between these hurricanes and climate change? Joining us on the line, Mark Morano of the Climate Depot. That's a website you should go to and read. He's also a filmmaker. He's done some reporting on this and has some different takes on it. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right. What do the data show?
Well, the data are very, very clear, and it shows that Category 3 or larger hurricanes, we've gone through the longest period in U.S. history without a landfalling hurricane. It's been since 2005, 11 years. And this is, again, unprecedented, with records going back to the U.S. Civil War. In other words, hurricanes couldn't be at a lower impact in the United States. And besides landfalling hurricanes, we have the period of hurricanes that we're facing since 1970 in terms of intensity, landfall strength has actually not increased. And this is according to extreme weather experts, Roger Pilkey Jr. It's including Phil Klotzbach, a hurricane expert. And it's not just hurricanes. It's all extreme weather, floods, droughts, tornadoes. They're either on declining or no trend. There is no, quote, global warming impact on these extreme storms. If anything, you could argue that the storms have become less extreme. And the media, politicians, everyone's going to jump on every hurricane as they do every tornado, every drought, and claim, ha-ha, the fingerprint of global warming is here. But the scientific data does not support it.
So let me, I hear you, but here's what we're missing. You know, it was 10 years ago, 2006, when Al Gore released the film Inconvenient Truth. And in that film, he predicted that the Katrina-type hurricanes are going to be the new normal, right?
Yes. In fact, not only did Gore do that, Time magazine said it was the new normal right after that. And then we go through over a decade without any, you know, Category 3 or larger hurricane. People say, oh, what about Hurricane Sandy? Hurricane Sandy was a Category 1. It hit at high tide. Yeah, it was damaging. It was bad. But guess what? We had the low carbon dioxide hurricanes, meaning before carbon dioxide rose lower than 350 parts per million in the atmosphere, we had many worse hurricanes. In fact, a paper in the Journal of Climate found that hurricanes were more common during the, quote, low CO2 period of 1851 to 1898, yeah, back in the 19th century.
But Mark Morano, I know how these guys spin these things politically, and so get ready for this. This is the argument you got to work against. The mere act of releasing Inconvenient Truth and drawing our attention to this horrible problem could very well have contributed to the last 10 years of not having a hurricane. If we hadn't had that film, maybe we would have had more hurricanes, Mark.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. What they'll say, first of all, they'll say global warming will cause many bad things. So now, anytime something bad happens in the weather, ha-ha, we predicted it. Well, first of all, we've always had bad weather. This is not science. When you have, as you guys played a clip, the NBC News reporters say, this is the type of hurricane that the UN climate treaty was supposed to prevent. If anyone in this day and age believes that an act of Congress or the EPA or a UN climate treaty can alter the path, frequency, intensity of storms, then you may as well believe in witchcraft. And that's literally where we're becoming, you know, in terms of our scientific knowledge, because people actually believe that we can legislate the weather. It used to be, oh, you can't do anything about the weather. You can't tax the air we breathe. Well, now they want to tax the air. In fact, they're taxing the air we exhale, right, because we exhale carbon dioxide. It's an amazing thing to watch, because if you look at it, President Obama over the last 8 years has had the quietest hurricane period in the history of the U.S. presidency. At Climate Depot, I actually have the chart going back to at least President Fillmore, and it shows President Obama has had zero Category 3 hurricanes. The first, well, one of the only presidents, including President Lincoln and President Harrison. So we presided over, during this intense period of, quote, global warming, alleged period, the quietest period when it comes to hurricanes. Now we have one big one, and they're saying, it's global warming.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Mark Morano from the Climate Depot, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Meet your favorite celebrity chefs only at Live Casino. We're hosting appearances from celebrity chefs Todd English on October 7th, Buddy Velastro on October 14th, Bobby Flay on October 21st, and Pat Malakshmi on October 28th. Don't miss your chance to meet these culinary legends at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 out of Stafford to Aquia. Get you a little bit of a break this morning, which is some of that volume, but without any incidents. Well, we couldn't get away free with this one, but here we go. Now with the crash, unfortunately, I'm not happy to see this. North on 95 in Newington, still with the fire and rescue units at the scene of the crash. Only the left lane gets by. So threading northbound toward the Beltway, everyone filtered down to one lane, so that equals big delays as you come across the Occoquan. So get ready for that. Now let's go on to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway right as you come off the Beltway. If you're heading northbound and through Greenbelt, the crash is up ahead before you get to Powder Mill Road. Southbound lanes are open, but a bit slow on the southbound approach. On 270 south through Urbana and down past 109, looks to be the heaviest stretch. A little bit of the stop and go heading in toward Gaithersburg and into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday, partly cloudy, mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees, 646.
Well, they're all friends now. All right. No worries. Megyn Kelly and Sean Hannity have kissed. And, well, I don't know if they've kissed, but they've embraced. They haven't really embraced, but they stood shoulder to shoulder and made
and
up.
And they smiled.
And they tweeted out a picture and they said, it's complicated, they said. We're both Irish. Of course, we told you yesterday that Sean Hannity and Megyn Kelly were having a not-too-veiled feud with each other over, you know, who gets Donald Trump booked and what show Donald Trump goes on. And, you know, all those things that really matter to us, the viewer and voter, because it matters to us whose show a politician goes on. Listen, you know how it is over at Fox News Primetime Lineup. They're very competitive.
Yeah, they are.
And clearly Megyn Kelly was annoyed that Donald Trump is only going on, well, the two shows that bookend her, Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump, but not on her show. Although he did go on her show, her primetime show,
a while
on
back, yeah.
Fox Network,
right?
Not Fox News. And she didn't attack Bill O'Reilly.
Who gets him all the time.
Who gets him all the time. She only attacked Sean Hannity. Mm. It was an interesting choice on her part.
I have a feeling.
And she didn't attack Hillary Clinton, who has never sat down for an interview with her.
I have a feeling that after that all happened, Bill Shine on line two, Megan.
Yeah.
Bill Sean, line two. Bill Shine wants to talk to you. I think the boss is called.
Maybe. By the way, I should just to be thorough and completely clear, it was brought to my attention. She did mention to Hillary Clinton via her Twitter account that that Hillary has been ducking her for an interview. Mm-hmm. And don't use me as a, you know, to make an argument against Donald Trump if you're not going to show me the dignity of coming on my show, mm-hmm. which is a good point. Why not use your primetime platform to make that point? Instead, she used her primetime platform to attack Trump and her colleague, Sean Hannity. But they tweeted out a picture last night, said all is well, yeah. and none of us are buying it. It's gonna flare up again. I don't think all is well, but we'll see. By the way,
I'm making no judgment in this regard.
By the way, in an unrelated but totally related note, last month in the month of September, Sean Hannity 10 o'clock show for the first time actually got a higher rating in the adults 25-54 demographic than Megyn Kelly's 9 o'clock show.
I think it's the number one show. Yeah,
but I'm sure it's not related to this little feud that they're having.
No.
No, not at all. Meanwhile, over at MSNBC, this is very, very funny. And I'm reading now from Associated Press? No, Daily Caller. Sorry. Peter Hassan over at Daily Caller. In an April 2015 email to Clinton campaign spokeswoman Adrienne Elrod, editorial producer for MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, Shira Braun, reached out to the Clinton campaign about booking an appearance with a Clinton aide. See, now this is how Megyn Kelly can get Hillary Clinton on her show.
She just needs to do what
she
MSNBC
needs to do. This. Yeah.
Listen carefully.
In the email, Braun, the producer, again, this is a producer for a show on MSNBC, gushed over Clinton's personal qualities, expressing awe for the, quote, amazing, intelligent, unquote, Clinton, and dismissed a handful of prominent scandals attached to the Clinton as, quote, crap and nonsense, unquote. Hey, Adrian, Braun wrote, thanks for your help in getting Karen on with Chris the other night. I have a question for you. As you guys have probably seen, we've been airing a Hillary Clinton for Millennials segment on our program every night this past week. The point of the segment is basically to inform young people about all the crap and nonsense that Secretary Clinton and President Clinton, but mostly Secretary Clinton, had to face back in the 90s when President Clinton was running for office. Everything from Cookiegate to Stand By Your Man to Hillary Care. The point isn't to dwell on the past, but the point is to talk about this amazing, intelligent woman who probably faced more nonsense back in the day because she is a woman, and she continues to have to face it. She's smarter than most men and more qualified than most men to be president. That's a producer of a primetime news, cable news network show, and I think they got the booking.
They probably did.
I think Hillary said, "Oh, okay, we'll go on that show."
Yeah,
but give them the Steve Harvey.
Let me tell you, this is really egregious. I can't imagine that anybody in the. I mean, I would, if one of my employees ever did this as a news manager, they'd have been fired.
Well,
I mean, immediately fired.
Well,
that's outrageous.
It is outrageous, but to be fair and balanced, Sean Hannity is privately not privately anymore, is advising the Trump campaign and was giving private advice to Donald Trump.
There's a difference.
During that. And
there is a difference. This is a news producer.
It's All In with Chris Hayes.
He's
got an opinion, Joe. It's like Rachel Maddow.
It's an editorial show, isn't it?
It's All In with Chris Hayes. It's like the liberal version of Sean Hannity.
Well, maybe so.
Just nobody watches it is the only difference.
Maybe so, but I
don't know. When
you come across and you say you're a news producer and you're producing news and you lay that kind of garbage and making the case of why that person should be on, I think it's wrong.
It is 6:52 on WMAL.
Are you having problems with hearing? Is your family frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate with them? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, at home, and socially? You're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing for a free hearing consultation, 800-811-8700. Unlike other hearing aid locations, Ascent is staffed with actual doctors and have 7 locations to serve you. For a limited time, they're offering hearing aids at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology and Hearing at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. They offer invisible hearing solutions and take insurance and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait any longer. For a free consultation, visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Hearingaiddoctors.com, 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
It is now 6:53 on WML. Let's check and see how your money's doing. Chuck Kamlick is standing by at the news desk at CNBC.
And good morning. It's Jobs Friday on Wall Street. Everyone expects 165,000 new hires for September. The unemployment rate could hold steady at 4.9%. Average hourly pay will definitely rise. A different focus, though, in Britain today, where the pound, the currency, plunged to its lowest level in 30 years in 2 minutes. No one's sure why yet, but some think a trader with fat fingers hit the wrong button. Samsung predicts earnings will rise 6% to $7 billion because it's selling more chips to power other people's phones. Sales fell at the Gap again last month, in part because of the fire at its factory in New York. And the Coachella Desert Trip concert kicks off in Indio, California today. It's really being called Oldchella because so many old rockers are going to be there, including the Stones, McCartney, and Dylan. Tickets start at $199 and other high-priced amenities. This event could pull in $150 million. Not your father's Woodstock. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, slows leaving Greenbelt toward the accident before you get to the exit for Powder Mill Road. On DC 295 southbound, just the volume now coming off of 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway had the incident before Benning Road. They have trying to clear that to the shoulder. Virginia, oh boy, we're still busy, but we have one more lane getting through this crash. Northbound 95 in Newington. So before you get to the Beltway, it's now two left lanes getting by, but delays right as you cross the Occoquan. So plan for that little extra time pushing through Lorton into Newington. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so let's take a look at this. We're going to have increasing clouds today and a high of 72 degrees. And then tonight, we're going to have a 50% chance of rain. Rain showers coming in after midnight and a low of 64. Saturday, we'll have 100% chance of rain. Accumulations around a quarter of an inch, and the high will be around 70 degrees. And on Sunday, it looks like things are going to clear up quite a bit. Sun and clouds, highs in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, we're looking at a very pleasant day. It is 62 degrees on WMAL, the station where Washington comes to talk.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
The time is upon us.
If you want to remain fully free, you must exercise your rights as a citizen.
The time has come for you to stand up and let your voice be heard.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk?
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing. Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
But I have great news for you. Tom 1?
That's me.
And Tom 2?
At your service.
They've never
been defeated.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I completely agree with former President Bill Clinton.
He said that the Affordable Care Act was the craziest thing in the world. He also pointed out that your health care costs went up and the kinds of things covered went down. Ditto, Mr. President. Government intervention into your health care just isn't working. Many are now calling for more government intervention to fix the problem. So I have a proposal. Everyone who professes the government-run health care model should have to work in one of the 130 hospitals in Venezuela, the place of the so-called 21st century socialist revolution. Only 10% of those hospitals have functioning imagery equipment. The hospital in the capital city of Caracas is lacking basic medical supplies like antibiotics and surgical gloves, and only 6 of the 32 operating rooms actually function. Need life-saving surgery? Yep, take a number. You're going to have to wait for over a year. So pack up your good intentions and head to Caracas and pray you don't get sick. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1515. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1515.
Coming up on WMAL.
Sunday will be Great Debate Round 2. We want your predictions. What do you expect to see from the two candidates?
Yeah, what do you think will happen when the Redskins face the Ravens, you know, in that I-95 matchup? Trevor Madge will be along to give us his assessment. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.